Oh, no. This is really bad. George has a robotic helmet. What do I do? I don't know what to do. This is a big problem. How do I get that robotic helmet off, George? Oh, I know. That should have been my first idea of what to do. I feel like I might be talking too much, so I'll just skip to the action. Oh, hey, Flair, can you maybe use your claws to destroy George's robotic helmet? What? How is it not breaking?
There is Shenray.
Oh no, a tracker bot B. Maybe I can ask it how the robotic helmet is staying intact. Hey, tracker bot B, why isn't this robotic helmet breaking?
It is a new kind of robotic helmet, one that will not break as long as it's on.
Oh, you have no idea how much help you just gave me.
What?
You see, you said as long as it's on. So, if I can shut it down, then I can destroy it. And I'm just realizing how much help I gave you.
Yes, we will stop you from shutting down the core of the robotic helmets.
Hang on. Flame? Inferno? Flare? Could I have a little help here?
Stop that! I am being taken out by raptors. The other tracker bobbies will stop you.
Well, now that that's taken care of, I can get to shutting down the robotic helmet. Wanna help me? Oh, right, you got the robotic helmet. Why are you rearing up your legs? Oh, no, you're not about to kick me, are you? Oh, you are. I better dodge. Whew, that was close. Flame, Inferno, Flare. Can I ride one of you and come with me to my time machine? How about Inferno this time? And let's go. I don't see my time machine anywhere. Where could it be? Oh, there it is. I can see the red electricity running through it. It's about to time jump again. Have to make it to it quick. Come on, let's go into the garage. That was close. Now, let's see. Where would I be now? I would be at that lake with the Dinosuchuses. Just opening the door. I'm right. But there is that angry mom Dinosuchus who I don't think will be too happy to see me. Well, I'll just have to be careful not to encounter her. Feel like I could find something useful here, though I'm not sure what exactly I'm looking for. Well, the core of the robotic helmet, but I'm not sure what that would look like.
There is Henry. Get to Henry.
Oh no, two tracker boppies. What do I do? What do I do? Oh, I have such a great idea. Hey, tracker boppies, over here. I am going to get to the core of the robotic helmet to stop it.
We know.
Oh, you know? Oh, right. How did that other tracker Bobby send the message so fast? Don't worry about that right now. Right now, I got to find the Mama Dinosuchus. I know I said I shouldn't before, but this time, I've got a plan. Oh, Mama D, where are you? Yes. There she is.
Hey, Tracker Bot Bees, over here. Bet you can't catch me.
Now running right past the Dinosuchus. Whoa, that was too close. Now the Tracker Bot Bees, they're charging up their lasers to zap the Dinosuchus. If they stand in the right spot...
Hey, over here!
Both of them are on the exact opposite sides of me.
All right, here goes. Duck!
They both shot their lasers, and if my calculations were right,
they hit themselves!
Ha ha! Hang on. One of their lasers also hit the robotic helmet on the Dinosuchus, which destroyed it. This isn't one of the new ones, it's one of the old ones, so it is able to be destroyed while it's on.
This is great!
Now, I just have to get back to the time machine.
Oh, gotta go!
Now, I must be at Barbary Coast in the Cretaceous, where I met Richard the Alcyone, the Phosphato Draco, and the Barbary Dactyls. And I am right. Now, I should look for something here, or maybe... Ooh, I have a plan. Wherever the time machine takes me, I'll just round up the dinos, get them in the garage of the time machine, and then I'll wait out the rest of the reactivations.
Hey, pterosaurs over here! Come! Richard, you're the sheriff of them. Tell them to come here. Fly into the garage!
Now closing the garage. Now we're just closing the door. Now what do I do to wait out the next time jump? Doesn't look like I have to wait. Now, if I am guessing right, I am in Australia in the Jurassic with the Ozraptor. This place looks familiar, but is that the Ozraptor? It's so hard to recognize. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention about Ozraptor. Scientists didn't discover it. Kids did. While they were digging on the beach, they found the bone of the Ozraptor. Hey, Ozraptor, can you... Whoa, that's quite an assortment of sounds coming from one dinosaur. Get into the garage! Whoa, so fast I didn't get a good look at it. Maybe I never will. Who knows? Now, what will happen? I think I just have to wait until the next time jump. Should be soon. Okay, yeah, it's not soon. I'll just place transition music while we wait for it to happen. Alright, now we are in Morocco in the Cretaceous again. This is the last place it'll go. So, I think that now I have the chance to put the computer chip I found about to Botronic in the computer. Aha, here we are. Whoa, also, it turns out that Botronic warped the Dinosuchus egg through time and the Easter basket so that I would return the egg and he could capture me with his mind-controlled Dinosuchus. That's clever. So far, it all makes sense. Hang on. It also says that with this computer chip, I can track down his spaceship. That is how the Tracker Bot Bees are everywhere. They've been using the computer chips they have to teleport to the ship. This, it all makes sense. Hang on, but how am I going to get power back to my time machine? Oh boy. I heard that coming from outside. Opening the door. Looks like the Spino's here. Hang on, it's chasing something. Wait, is it chasing me? But I'm here and not... Could these... Okay, time travel is getting very confusing. All the other times when I went back to places I have already been, it's been after when I have been there. But this, I guess it's half after, half during? This is so weird. Whoa, I can see the fishy flare getting thrown, and the Spinosaurus chasing after it. Wow, that hit is bad, because the fishy flare is heading right for this time machine. Oh no, the Spinosaurus is coming here. The fishy flare is coming, it's almost reached the distance. It's about to explode. Closing the door, I think that explosion might have charged up the time machine. Flipping on the power, well, there is a power switch, but it needs to be charged up in order for there to be power, but either way. I got power! Now I can go to Bartronic's ship. Now just opening the door. I'm back here. Never thought I'd be back here, honestly.
What? You are back? How? Did the Tracker Bot Bees not get you?
Well, we could say I'm smart and have friends. You could say that. I didn't know robots could growl.
You will not be so lucky this time.
You're sure about that?
Yes.
Well, you see, I got friends. Opening garage. Charge! Whoa, those sounds sound strange altogether.
These vile vermin.
Dinosaurs are not vermin. That's the way to do it, Alan. Haha! Nice going, Richard. Nice job, Flame Inferno and Flare. This is going great. Bodtronic has no idea what's coming. Hang on. What is that? I never noticed that compartment on his belly. Hey, can you target that part?
What? No, do not target. You have gotten to the robotic helmet's core.
Yeah! Hey, Richard, can you use your long, narrow beak to pierce the robotic helmet core? Woohoo! All the robotic helmets are down. I bet if this were some kind of TV show, it would show, like, all the scenes with the dinosaurs and their robotic helmets, but the robotic helmets falling off. That would be cool. I bet that's what's happening right now. Hey, Bartronic, mind if I step out for a second?
No, you may not. Oof, curse you, Parasaurolophus.
All right. Now, just getting into the time machine. Now, I'm back with George. Hey, George, come with me. Now, back to Bartronic's ship. George, target Bartronic. Oh, wait, I should probably grab Ficus, because it's too dangerous for him. All right, George, go!
Wow, he's using more attacks than I knew he had.
Stop! Stop! Stop now!
Whoa, they actually shorted out Botronic. Wow, now I have an idea.
Just getting over to him,
opening a hatch on his head. Honestly, didn't know it was there either. Just gotta reprogram him. I'll do some transition music. Alright, I am back. And I have reprogrammed Botronic. Now, instead of wanting to control dinosaurs, he wants to help save dinosaurs. That was a lot of work, but I did it. Where should I take these dinosaurs? Oh, of course, I should take them home. Come on! I'll play transition music while I do this as well. Alright, I am back again. I want to take George and Ficus back to their place, but it seems too dangerous for them. I know. I'll take them to an island that nobody knows about. However, I don't know about it either, so I'll just go to a random island that doesn't seem like people would know. George, Ficus, come on. And here we go. This island is very small. I don't know how anyone could live on it. Guess I'll deal with that later. But for now, I guess that's the end of season one. I will see you next time on Dino Discovery, episode 16, also known as episode 1 of season 2.